This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Today we're going to be talking about inclusive practice for people with all types of ability, limitations, alterations and special powers. Sam Orchard is a Kiwi cartoonist who is walking the talk of disability and gender diversity and inclusion through cartooning of all things. And today we're hoping that he'll share some of his journey, all about his recent projects and publication called Rooster Tales. We're also going to be talking to Kim Davies, who is at Living Positive Victoria, Artistic Director of Positively Fabulous, the global arts movement for HIV-positive women. And she's going to be in to tell us about her latest project, Love Positive Women, just in time for Valentine's Day. So how can you get in touch with us? You can email us at onair@joy.org.au or send us an SMS 0427 JOY 949. Let us know if you know of an organisation, whether it be a sporting organisation, a business or a place that you hang out at, who you think are doing inclusion really well, and what do they do? What's going on there? Whether it's people with physical, emotional, barriers, disabilities, whatever it might be. Yeah, how are people more inclusive in your neighbourhood? There are some people doing some great stuff.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of joy.
Sam Orchard, who we heard about before, is so many things to so many people. An artist, friend, advocate, cartoonist. God, I'd love to be a cartoonist, I have to say. What a gift.
It is, isn't it?
Huge gift.
Yeah.
And well, one of those people who generally makes you feel like you've done very little in your life. Bit like Eamon, really, going out and about.
Yeah, a little in your week.
So earlier on this week, our very own Super Sonia Suter from Sci-Fi and Squeam had the joy of meeting and chatting with Sam.
This is Sonia on Joy 94.9 for Absolutely Everybody. Of course, we're speaking to the fellow from across the ditch there, our cartoonist and artist Sam Orchard. So Sam, looking at your comics and, of course, in particular, the superhero that you have in that context of disability as such. Can you tell us about that character? That's the one, and what that character is about.
So a couple of years ago, before they were my bosses, but now they are, I was working with Philip Paxton and Barbara Pike, who wrote a children's book. Mm-hmm. And the central idea behind that book was that it's about two kids who are in school, and one of the main guys' best friend is in a wheelchair, and it's kind of a revisioning of what that is like from the friend's perspective, and kind of him saying, oh, I think my friend's a superhero because he has this really cool chair, he can go really fast up hills, he's really good at the skate park because he knows how to do jumps in his chair and stuff like that, and when he goes to physio and stuff, his friend is like, maybe he's in weights training to be his superhero. So it's kind of like a kind of joyous reinterpretation of what disabilities can be visioned as, I guess.
Mm. No, it's interesting. You don't see that very often, to be quite honest.
No. It's part of the idea behind it is one of the writers, Philip Paxton, is in a wheelchair, and okay, he does a lot of work around accessibility, mm-hmm, in New Zealand, and he runs an organisation called Diversity New Zealand, and it's all about that reframing stuff around disability, so it's not that kind of victim model, but looking at kind of unique functions and how actually people with disabilities are awesome and amazing. So, yeah.
Excellent. Pretty amazing. Of course, how do you define disability?
I feel like it's such an interesting amorphous category. I guess kind of from working with Philip, it's around looking at access and the uniqueness of all of our functions rather than looking at it from a disability perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's around how we each engage with the world in really different ways. And I think disability is a really interesting kind of term because it's similar to queer in that it encompasses a whole lot more than what people originally envision, I think.
Yes.
And it's a lot more fluid and kind of encapsulating than most people imagine.
Or realise, yes. Or people that aren't in that particular have that situation. Interesting,
It's been really cool. In the last few years, I've worked within disabilities and mental health, as well as kind of my own queerness. And it's really interesting within the different sectors of queer mental health and disabilities, just how similar the conversations are around stigma, around sort of creating spaces where we feel safe and comfortable and seen and celebrated. Like, there's some really interesting overlaps that happen within each of those sort of sectors as well as human experiences.
That's interesting. Good. So do you think your work, Sam, has the potential to open people's minds towards social inclusion?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what this book was about, was around having that a real positive way of framing disabilities, and doing it in a kids' book style means that we could give it to kind of 7 to 9 year olds, because I think that's a really good place to start those conversations. And the idea was to kind of start those conversations young and like aiming at young people and having that kind of innocent style around the words and the pictures. It was around to kind of have a much more positive spin and a much less cynical conversation around, like, oh, these poor people with the disabilities, their life must be so sad, which neither Philip, Barbara or I are particularly interested in buying into.
And have there been any examples of feedback that you've received from people?
Yeah, we've got some really nice comments and stuff that people have written in around the book, and certainly from parents saying, "Oh, this is my kid's favourite book. We always like to read it," as well as sort of friends who've kind of said, "Hey, can we have the book because my uncle or brother or whoever has recently started using a wheelchair?" So it's a really nice kind of thing to give to people who know someone in a wheelchair and can be like, oh, this is a positive representation of how you can frame up what's going on.
Excellent. Now, Sam, where can people go and how would you recommend how people go about to engage with your work or get into cartooning themselves?
Well, in terms of the book My Friend is a Superhero, they can go to diversityworks.org.nz. And if they just type it into the search thing, then they can find the book. In terms of the comics that I draw regularly, they can find it at roostertailscomic.com, which is a kind of weekly-ish strip that I do about my life as a queer trans guy living in New Zealand.
That's great.
If they want to find out more about Philip Paxton as well, you can just go to philippaxton.com.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's so fabulous talking to you about this particular type of diversity and that you're involved in, and, of course, looking at that superhero character. It's excellent.
Awesome.
So, look, thank you so much for speaking to us for Absolutely Everybody, Sam. It's just been wonderful.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. joy.org.au for the world.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.